get this last out. Trevor Trail has to make a decision. And the 2-0 now. Just, yeah, can't work in a strike. 3-0. 97 pitches. Three balls, no strikes, two outs. On deck is the DH, Smigielski. The 3-0. Down the plate. Had a strike. Works in the left edge. 3-1. So three balls, one strike. One away, top of the six. The 3-1 from Carpenter. And again finds the zone, 3-2. Lordoy looked like he wasn't even ready to swing at that. And now the count runs full. Two gone. The payoff from Carpenter. Down low for ball four. Lordoy will take first. And this brings in David Smigielski. Carpenter up to 100 pitches now as Trevor Cho calling to his bullpen. Carpenter's day looks to be done. He's gone 5 2/3 inning. 100 pitches. He's given up three hits, surrendered two runs, has walked four batters, but seven strikeouts for the Madison College product. And yes, his day is done. So a runner at first with Lordoy. And Lakeshore calling to the bullpen for the first time today. Zach Sloan, he'll step in. So Zach Sloan, a guy that's also out of Concordia University of Wisconsin and a native of Schaumburg, Illinois. He's had nine games appeared with an 0-2 record, 21 2/3 innings of work, 24 hits allowed, surrendered 16 runs, but he's had 22 strikeouts for a 6.65 ERA. He hasn't faced the rafters here yet this season. His last game was against Green Bay on August the 4th. He went two innings, gave up five hits, four runs, but had a strikeout. So the right-hander, Zach Sloan, another Concordia University Wisconsin product. Just looking to get this one out here in the sixth. Rafters have the tying run at first with Lordoy. The leading run at the plate was Smigielski. It was a leadoff walk from Bobo, then Gallison grounded out into a double play, and then Lordoy, he'll take first on a walk. So Smigielski, 0-1. He walked his first time up and then flew out to right. Two gone. Zach Sloan making his 10th appearance for the Chinooks. So the right-hander. As he checks off over at first to Lordoy. With three hits for Wisconsin Rapids, two runs because of it. Looking to keep this inning alive here in the sixth. Two outs. A set to serve from Sloan way high at a ball, 1-0. He's walked 11 batters this season. And his season high was back on June the 26th where he walked three versus Rockford. And the 1-0 way upstairs, 2-0. His season high on strikeouts was against Kokomo on July the 10th. He had seven strikeouts and 3 2/3 innings of work. A 2-0 from Sloan, and he can't keep that ball down low. 3-0. So 3-0 count. On deck is Carlson. And the 3-0 just works in on the inside, 3-1. So Zach Sloan, a guy to look to continue what Carpenter did on the striking out side of things. He had seven strikeouts, and there he works in a strike this time, 3-2. So gets back in the count. Three balls, two strikes. Lordoy stands at first. Two gone. Sloan will kick in. The payoff to Smigielski, and a swing of the ball popped up. Charging after this is Jimmy Jurgensen. Goes out and away, though. into the stands. Full count once again. Zach Sloan looking to retire Smigalski, who had a 3 RBI day yesterday for the Rafters. Two gone. Sloan, the right-hander. He'll kick the payoff and fouled again back behind home plate. So Smigalski, really hard to get him to strike out. Guy that really swings at a lot of pitches but works well. It's not many times he swings and misses. Either swings or is getting a hit or a foul ball. But I could stand corrected here as Sloan sets the payoff and a swing and a miss there. As soon as I say that, Smigalski goes down. We head to the bottom of the six. Lakeshore doesn't give up any runs, but they still trail 3-2. We'll step aside.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Lows of aloft around 57. Tonight, under clear skies, winds out of the west around 5 miles per hour. A blend of clouds and sun. Tomorrow, chance for scattered storms. Highs of aloft around 84. Partly cloudy skies. Tomorrow night, slight chance for scattered storms. Lows of aloft around 55. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 81.
Rafters Baseball is brought to you by Sharon Zeman, Sky Manning, Clay Kanoki, and Joe Arnold, your Wisconsin Rapids Edward Jones Financial Advisors. Learn how they can help you reach your financial goals. Visit edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. But did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
The Devil's Advocates radio show, the last segment of the day. If you got something to say, hit us up right now for your crew to tease at 844-967-2789.
I thought they were Crudy Takes.
Crudy's. Takes. See, man, it all comes back around to Sports Talk Live.
Something like that.
My wife wants some vegetables for crudité.
You know what I mean?
Listen Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m. for the Devil's Advocates radio show.
You're listening to Wisconsin Rapids Rafters Baseball on WFHR.
Bottom of the sixth inning, 3-2. Lakeshore hanging on by a run as a new pitcher in for the Rafters. Daniel Clark at the University of Sioux Falls and the senior from Chandler, Arizona, has only had one game appeared in where he pitched an inning, and that was against the Dockspiders. He didn't give up any hits, any runs, or he didn't have any strikeouts. He faced three batters, and that was about that. So he's a guy that's making his second appearance. The Sioux Falls product, Daniel Clark. So Johnny Antrovitz's day is done. Antrovitz went 5 innings, 72 pitches, gave up 4 hits, 3 runs, but had 3 strikeouts. So Jack Council, 2-for-2. His shortstop had an RBI single his first time up and then a base hit in the center. Daniel Clark will go to work and has that kind of submarine style as the ball popped up right into the glove of Jensen. And a quick pop-up. Council looks to show bunt. He goes out. So this brings in Adam Cootway. One down. And Cootway, he flew out to left and grounded out to third. Clark has kind of a sidearm about himself and that submarine-style throw as he throws at a ball, 1-0. 0-2 is the count. One gone, the 1-0 from Clark way outside. And up above the zone, 2-0. 2-0 count with one down. Make sure all 3 runs have come in the bottom of the first. Daniel Clark right now is looking to set in. A 2-0 from Clark, up above the zone at a ball, 3-0. So 3-0 count here, bottom of the six. 3-2 ball game here at Capco Park. And the 3-0 from Clark. Down the plate for a strike, 3-1. On deck is Will Johannes. An early 3-0 lead for Lake Charm, but then the Raptors have two runs back in the fifth. And the 3-1 this time, and a swing and a miss. So Clark looking for his first strikeout of his second appearance here in the Northwoods League. One out. Clark kicks the payoff. Way outside for ball four. Cootway will take first. So this brings up Will Johannes, who had a two-run shot into center field and also flew out to left. So Johannes, 1-for-2. Responsible of two of the three runs for the Chinooks. Out of Madison College. Chandler, Arizona native Daniel Clark will work in way high at a ball up above the zone. 1-0. Cootway stands at first. Lakeshore has been held scoreless for four straight innings. And the 1-0 on his way to second is Cootway, head first dive. And he'll be in there for a ball, 2-0. So putting himself in scoring position, Cootway doing his job. Clark having trouble throwing strikes. One gone. Two balls, no strikes here. On deck is the left fielder, Carson Hansen. Beautiful stadium here at Capco Park, Lake Michigan out in right field. A beautiful tree line into left. Picturesque evening as the 2-0 up above the zone. Just paints in, though, at a strike, 2-1. Position, Clark looks now the 2-1, and just outside at a ball, 3-1. So there is some action in the bullpen for the Raptors. Can't quite tell who that is yet. Looks to be a left-hander. Maybe Liam Jones, but not sure fully. The 3-1 from Clark. Way up above the zone at ball four. Johannes to first, Cootway to second. Lakeshore in business here. Only one out. And Carson Hansen struck out and flew out to right. Bottom of the six, Carson Hansen out of Wisconsin, Milwaukee. Cootway stands at second. Clark works in this time at a ball high at the left edge, 1-0. 1-0 count. Daniel Clark, back-to-back walks, he's thrown. Runners on first and second. The 1-0 from Clark, well high at the zone. Submarine style and throws it a ball, 2-0. So just can't work in strikes right now. Two balls, no strikes, 1-out. Hansen will see the 2-0 and just low again, brushes the dirt, 3-0. So one more ball puts the bases loaded. Clark has already walked two batters on 15 pitches. One gone. The 3-0 just clips that right edge of the zone, 3-1. So three balls, a strike. One out, it was a pop out to the catcher from Council. The 3-1, well high as a swing and a ball popped up from Hansen in towards the infield. Hansen, that ball looked like it was coming up above the zone. If he doesn't swing at that, possibly the bases are loaded. So Hansen pops out towards the shortstop. Johnson, and this brings up Jack Meyer, who's 0-for-2, a ground out to short and a fly out to left. Two gone. And Clark sets in the swing and a ground ball that goes away from Bobo at first. Looking to meet him there is Clark steps on the bag, and he does. So Wisconsin Rapids gets out of the inning, not allowing any runs, even though Clark threw two walks. We head to the top of the seventh, 3-2, Lakeshore still in front.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here. Start your classes and get your degree right here or transfer to your four-year.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here. In person at four convenient campuses, online or a hybrid.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here for your career accelerator certificate, a quick way to get ahead in your career.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here.
Get started at mstc.edu.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here.
Mama, what does the chicken say? Dog. Cat. Giraffe.
Giraffe, really? Giraffe.
You're not going to get it all right. Just make sure you nail the big stuff, like making sure your kids are buckled correctly in the right seat for their age and size. Get it right.
Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Now, back to more Wisconsin Rapids Raptors baseball on WFHR.
Top of the seventh inning, Lakeshore hanging on 3-2 as they lead over Wisconsin Rapids. Joey Fear with you here on WFHR, your home for Raptors baseball. So Wisconsin Rapids, they gave up three runs in the first, then they got two runs back in the top of the fifth. They've been close to getting runners home to tie this game, just unable to do so. As the second pitcher out of the bullpen, Zach Sloan. Has gone eight pitches with a strikeout. Kyle Carlson leads off. He's 0-2. Got on base from an error from Council as Sloan works in out on a breaking ball. 1-0. So 1-0 count. Bottom of the order, 7, 8, and 9 here in the order. And the 1-0 from Sloan. Down the plate at a strike. 1-1. So one ball, one strike. The count runs at 1 apiece. Carlson out of Piedmont College. He's 0-2 in the 1-1. Well outside. And a ball 2-1. So two balls, a strike. 2-1 is the count. The 2-1 from Sloan as Carlson rips this into third base. Past the third baseman. Nelson into left field, kicking into the corner. Carlson around second. And he'll lead off with a double. Kyle Carlson leads off with a double. And that's a great start for the Raptors. 180 feet away from tying this ball game. So Jack Gifford now, who's 1-2. Carlson, a great start. Stands at second. Sloan looks in, kicks and serves, and there's a changeup down the plate. 0-1. No balls, a strike. 0-1 count. Carlson at second. No balls, a strike. Top of the seventh inning. The 0-1 from Sloan, and showing bunt is Gifford. He'll see a strike, though. 0-2. So just looking to advance the runner. No balls, two strikes. 0-2 is the count. Standing at second is Carlson. The 0-2. And a changeup just up above the zone. I thought that was strike three. Gifford fortunate to see a ball. 1-2. One ball, two strikes. Carlson stands at second. And the count runs at 1-2. Sloan will come set. Once more. He'll look in, kick the 1-2, and a swing and a miss. Gifford goes down. A good response there from Sloan. He sends down Gifford and takes us to the bottom of the order. Levi Jensen, who grounded out to short and was walked.
Not that it matters.
Carlson at second.
The catcher, Levi Jensen.
One gone. Sloan already with two strikeouts. He's given up a hit. He'll face Jensen. Set the serve up high to ball. 1-0. So 1-0 count. Leadoff hitter Ty Johnson on deck. One gone. The 1-0 from Sloan. And there's a breaking ball to change up down the plate. 1-1. So one ball, one strike. Ty Johnson, who's 0-for-3, is on deck. Jensen will see the 1-1 and a swing and a miss. Outside, 1-2. Got him once again on a curveball. One ball, two strikes. One gone. Sloan looking for strikeout number 3. Would be back-to-back strikeouts here. He looks in over at Carlson. The kick, the 1-2 and a swing and a miss. Same pitch, same result. Jensen goes down, back-to-back outs, and this brings in Ty Johnson, who's 0-for-3. So Jensen strikes out. Ty Johnson, who struck out twice today. Zach Sloan, 3 strikeouts for him. But Carlson remains at second. Back-to-back strikeouts for Sloan. He'll set here on Johnson, throw outside for a ball. 1-0. 1-0 count with 2 down. Sloan will look in. He'll kick the 1-0 to Johnson and a swing and a ground ball over towards the second baseman, Vomhoff. Scoops it up in the glove and the throw to first. So leading off with a double is Carlson, but then Lakeshore goes 1-2-3. After that, we head to the bottom of the seventh. They hang on to lead 3-2. We'll step aside here on WFHO.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here. Start your classes and get your degree right here or transfer to your 4-year.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here. In person at 4 convenient campuses, online or a hybrid.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here for your career accelerator certificate, a quick way to get ahead in your career.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here.
Get started at mstc.edu.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here.
Let's face it, mornings are tough. We could all use a little pick-me-up. The answer? El Cafe in Port Edwards. Not only will the atmosphere and friendly staff at El Cafe give you a boost, but their breakfast will knock your socks off. Enjoy one of their great daily breakfast specials, sure to satisfy, or really kick it up with their fish tacos and spicy salsa. Life's too short to have another boring breakfast. Get up, get going, and get to El Cafe in beautiful Port Edwards right next to the police station. Start your day with a kick at El Cafe.
It doesn't hurt, feels good to help. And when you give blood, you provide a life-saving difference for others. The need doesn't take a summer break, so we have a challenge for you, started by Civic Media's Earl Ingram.
Congratulations to all those people and all of you who donate blood.
Take a selfie while giving blood, then post it along with hashtag Civic Pints. Give blood and you could get a prize, too. Find challenge details and a donation center near you at civicmedia.us/giveblood. civicmedia.us/giveblood.
Let's get back to the rafters here on WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
Coast to coast, for over 50 years, loved by millions, Stadium Monster.
Bottom of the seventh inning, Wisconsin Rapids down 3-2. Schnooks got 3 runs in the bottom of the first. It was an RBI single from Jack Council, and then Will Johannes, a 2-run shot into center field. But then the Rafters, 2 runs back in the top of the fifth. But here in the bottom of the seventh, they still trail 3-2. So Liam Jones making his second appearance for Wisconsin Rapids. He's got an inning. He's given up 3 hits, a run, and 2 strikeouts. So the left-hander out of Crown College and the junior from Green Bay. So the third pitcher out of the bullpen, for Brian Dyer's pitching staff. Daniel Clark went an inning and gave up two walks on 18 pitches. So Lakeshore hanging on in this game. They've been held scoreless for five straight innings. Rafters have been sound on the defensive side of the ball. So leading off for the Chinooks, Sam Vomhoff, 0 for 2. He's grounded out to second and flew out to center field. So Liam Jones, the left-hander. And the one game he appeared in, he had two strikeouts there, but previously played for the La Crosse Loggers down in the Great Plains West Division. Back last year, five games. He went 10 innings, 12 hits, 15 runs, seven strikeouts. So making his second appearance for Wisconsin Rapids as the 0-1 outside of the ball, a 1-1. So one ball, one strike. Each team with four hits, each team with an error. Lakeshore has that all-important third run, though. And the 1-1 from Jones outside of the ball, 2-1. So two balls, a strike. Liam Jones, a guy that's keen on getting more innings pitched here this season. He came in late in the 2-1 changeup, just works in on the zone, 2-2. So a lot of three up and three down innings for the Rafters since the bottom of the first. They've shut down the Chinooks, a team that really struggles in hitting the ball. They're 18th in the league, and the 2-2 fouled away. Left field side out of play. So the Creighton Blue Jay, Sam Vomhoff, 0-for-2. But a guy that bats a .324 prior to today, three RBIs, leading the batting order in batting average. Jones, a left-hander. He kicks, turns the 2-2 up above the zone at a ball, 3-2, and the count runs full. So only two batters have been walked. Three balls, two strikes. Jones looks in, and the payoff, and fouled again from Vomhoff. 3-2. Three balls, two strikes. Liam Jones nearing his eighth pitch of this inning, looking for strikeout number one. Lefty on lefty, and the payoff to Vomhoff, and sliced away, fouled off again, left field side. 3-2. Three balls, two strikes, bottom of the seventh. Liam Jones with the ball behind his back. He now puts it in his glove. He'll set in. The payoff to Vomhoff. And outside for ball four. Can't brush off that left edge and a leadoff walk as Vomhoff will take first. So Jimmy Jurgensen now, the first baseman, 0-for-2. Flew out to left, and he struck out swinging. So Jimmy Jurgensen has really struggled at the plate. Prior to today, he's batting a .071, one hit, now on 16 at-bats. He's had an RBI, though. Jones will set, serve, well inside at a ball, 1-0. So Jurgensen, only one hit this season. The left-hander, lefty on lefty. Vomhoff remains at first. The 1-0 from Jones, up above the zone at a ball, 2-0. So Clark really struggling to throw strikeouts. He threw two walks, and now Liam Jones, 11 pitches a walk, and now down on this count, 2-0. Vomhoff at first, the 2-0 from Jones, and comes down right inside the zone on the left edge, 2-1. Two balls, a strike. On deck is Jacob Nelson. Jones, the 2-1. Way low at a ball, 3-1. So right now he throws one more ball. It puts runners on first and second with no outs. Three balls, a strike. Liam Jones just looking to get back in this count. And the 3-1. and sliced away, fouled back behind home plate. And now the count is full, 3-2. Jurgensen, a flyout and a strikeout. Liam Jones looking for strikeout number one and out number one, which would be big. The payoff. And a swing and a ground ball that goes right into the glove of Carlson and throws it over to first for a double play. On his way to second was Vomhoff. Carlson made the initial catch and threw it over to first. So there's a double play for Wisconsin Rapids. This time it's a 5-3 double play. So now bottom of the order with Jacob Nelson. So a line out 5-3 double play. Jacob Nelson 0 for 2. One away, bottom of the seventh. And he hits Nelson. He'll take first. Was hit on the left shoulder. First pitch. Can't work in as looks like there's no action right now in the bullpen. Nobody warming up for Wisconsin Rapids. I'd imagine somebody will come in either in the eighth or the ninth inning. So Drew Townsend, 1-for-3. Started his day with a double. Eventually got home in the first. Was the first Chinook to cross home plate. Jones here with two outs, sets and serves, on his way to second now. The throw from Jensen and the tag from Johnson a little bit late. Nelson gets in scoring position. He's at second. Lakeshore looking for their fourth run. They've been shut out in the past five innings. A team that only had one run yesterday, and it was a home run that came in the ninth inning. So they've struggled against the score against the Rafters. And a 1-0 to strike, 1-1. Drew Townsend went 0-for-4 yesterday, but today he's 1-for-3. One of three Chinooks to get a hit. The 1-1 to Townsend, and he's swinging a liner up the middle into Lordoy on his way from second, rounding third, and the throw is not in time. Nelson will score. And an RBI single from Drew Townsend. Lakeshore with an all-important run. They lead 4-2. It's the first time they've scored since the first. So Jacob Nelson gets home. An RBI single, a two-out RBI single from Townsend.
The shortstop, number 12, Jack.
And Lakeshore now double their lead. A 4-2 lead for them. They've now out-hit Wisconsin Rapids 5-4. Jack Council, who's had a great day, 2-for-3 with a run. And the high school senior is going to be attending the Michigan Wolverines in the Big Ten this fall. His brother Brady Council, plays for Minnesota. So both brothers in the Big Ten. Two down. A two-out RBI single from Townsend up the middle. Looking in is Jones, the first offering, and a swing and a miss here on Council. A big run for the Chinooks. They lead 4-2. Rafters will have two innings to try to get at least two runs for the time being. And the 0-1 down the plate at a strike, 0-2. No balls, two strikes. Jones looking for strikeout number one. And the 0-2 to Council. And he's swinging a fly ball, pulled away into the bleachers. Two gone. Council, a second batter here in the order. After a rough day yesterday where he didn't get a hit, already two here this evening. One away, standing at first is Townsend, and he gets checked off over there now. But Townsend 2-for-4 with an RBI. Jack Council right now 2-for-3 with a run. Also has an RBI as well. And the 0-2 well inside on his way to second. Head first dive is Townsend. Stole the base, puts himself in scoring position. The throw from Jensen was off his leg.
Another sit-up, steal, another one.
So one and two.
Steals for meals, courtesy of Hydrite.
One ball, two strikes. Here with two down. Liam Jones has given up a hit, a run, has walked a batter. So the left-hander out of Crown College looks at second, the 1-2 home, just low in four ball, 2-2. So two balls, two strikes, and two outs. A 4-2 lead for Lakeshore. Deuces run across the board. The 2-2 from Jones. Swing and a miss. Council goes down. That's out number three, but Lakeshore gets an all-important run. The Rafters have to fight back. We head to the top of the eighth. They trail 4-2 here on WFHR.
They spend their work life helping others. Police officers, firefighters, active and retired military service members, first responders, healthcare workers, and teachers. Chris Inda, realtor with Next Home Partners, helps finding their home life a little easier.
Hi, I'm Chris Inda. As a veteran myself, I know how important it is to have a place you can rest, recuperate, and call home.
Ask about the Homes for Heroes program today at 715-741-1851 or search for Chris Inda Realty on Facebook. Air conditioner not running? Make a call to the bullpen for the experts at Comfort Air Heating, Cooling, Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Raptors. We'll work quickly and efficiently to get your AC back up and running. As a Bryant Factory authorized dealer, our team will do whatever it takes to repair the problem quickly and efficiently. We'll get your system out of its slump and back in the game.
Need a repair? Schedule it now at comfortair.biz. That's comfortaire.biz.
You're constantly rubbing your hands and wrists. The aches and pains just won't go away. But they can with help from Wisconsin River Orthopedics. Call on their experts, one of the certified specialists on their hand team. From surgery to therapy, Wisconsin River Orthopedics has it all. If you've been injured or suffer from pain in your hands, back, knees, ankles, or more, go to WROinstitute.com to learn about all they can do for you. From surgery to therapy, they have it all under one roof. At Wisconsin River Orthopedics in Wisconsin Rapids.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Top of the eighth inning we go. Lakeshore 4, Wisconsin Rapids 2. Here on this exciting game for the final time these two teams will meet on this Tuesday night. The Rafters currently lead the season series 6-4 and looking to make it 7 here as Alec Castillo will lead off and a new pitcher in store for the Chinooks. Lawrence Gallo, a redshirt sophomore from Lenoir Rhine University out of Grovetown, Georgia. 5 games appeared in with an 0-1 record. He has a save as well. He's gone 9 2/3 inning, given up 11 hits, 13 runs, but 7 strikeouts. So the left-hander will face the lefty Castillo, who's leading off with a bunt, and first pitch comes in as a strike, 0-1. He picked up the save against Fond du Lac back on July the 15th when they were already up 22-3, so I don't know how much of a save that was. So 0-1 for Gallo. It works high at a ball, 1-1. So Alec Castillo, 1-for-3 with 2 strikeouts. The left-hander Gallo kicks the 1-1, and a changeup works in on the zone, 1-2. So Castillo, Bobo, and Gallison all set here, 2, 3, and 4 in the order. Gallo looks down. He'll kick the 1-2 to Castillo. Down the plate for strike 3. Castillo saw it looking the entire way through, and he strikes out for the third time. And perhaps it could be the final time he's up to bat, depending on how this game goes. One down, Bobo is due up. So Bobo, 13 home runs this season. Tied for first in the league. So Yeah, this game is, what's interesting is, as a swing and a high fly ball from Bobo in towards the left fielder Hansen coming out and making the catch. So interesting right now, you had Green Bay was absolutely throttling Madison. They were up 6-2. Madison, 6 unanswered runs. They lead over the Rockers 8-6 right now in the top of the 7th. So the Rafters are going to have to work here in this game to, if Madison holds on, Rafters can't find a way to win. They'd be 2 games back going into the series tomorrow as Gallo works in at a strikeout and 1. Just focusing on yourself, controlling what you can't control right now. Callison 0 for 3. He'll see a ball, 1-1. 1 ball, 1 strike with 2 down. The 1-1. Callison a swing and a miss, 1-2. The 1 ball, 2 strikes. Lawrence Gallo looking for strikeout number 2 here in the 8th. And the 1-2 to Gallison, way inside at a ball, 2-2. So Castillo struck out looking, Bobo flew out to left. Deuces run across the board. Gallo, the 2-2, up above the zone at a ball, 3-2. Lordoy is on deck. Lake Shore looking to go 1-2-3. And the count runs full. 3 balls, 2 strikes here on Anthony Gallison. Hasn't been walked today. He was walked 3 times yesterday. The 3-2 and a swing and a ball popped up into shallow left center. Hansen under it to make the catch. And the left fielder gets the 3rd out. So Lakeshore goes 1-2-3. We head to the bottom of the 8th. They lead 4-2 here on WFHA.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
Victor deployed for the first time to Afghanistan in 2003. At 4 in the morning, my phone rang. They said, I regret to inform you that your husband was wounded in action. Victor sustained a moderate traumatic brain injury. I was doing school full time, and I was also then caring for Victor. One of the most important elements of caregiving is taking care of yourself. I just didn't want to forget that I also had goals and that I also had a life. What I did is I challenged Victor to meet me halfway. There are almost 6 million military and veteran caregivers across the nation. We have our own journey, and we can fulfill that journey at the same time that we are helping our loved one.
Visit aarp.org/caregiving for a free military veteran's guide to navigate your caregiving journey and better care for your loved one and yourself. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Bottom of the 8th inning, a new pitcher in store for Wisconsin Rapids, McKenna Foe, making his 5th appearance on the mound, a 1-0 record, 4 2/3 innings of work. He's given up 6 hits, 7 runs, has walked 9 batters, but he's had 5 strikeouts. So the redshirt senior out of Honolulu, Hawaii, and from University of Antelope Valley. His last game was against Wausau, where he went an inning. He gave up 3 runs and a hit. So McKenna Foe, the right-hander, looking to just keep things at 4-2. That's all he can do. Lakeshore, a big run in the bottom of the 7th. So the Rafters will have 1 more at bat after this. But we've seen this team steal games in the 9th inning the entire season. And they've done it recently. You take it back to last Thursday It was a game they were down 6-3 heading into the ninth. They got four unanswered runs. They walked it off, and then the game after that on Friday, they were tied 0-0 heading into the ninth, and they got two runs in the top half, and they won that game. So we've seen this team come back plenty of times. McKenna-Foe just has to do his job of keeping this score at 4-2. Adam Cootway 0-2 with a walk, and Foe sets in on a strike, 0-1. So Cootway flew out to left, grounded out to third. No balls, a strike. The 0-1 from Foe, and just low. 1-1. So the DH, Cootway. One ball, one strike. McKenna-Foe lifts, serves, the 1-1 fouled away. So ball, two strikes, 1-2 is the count. Raptors, this would be their fourth loss, as it looks like Cootway was hit by a pitch on that left shoulder, just barely grazed the left top of his shoulder, so he'll take first. Puts a runner on for the Chinooks, a team that's only had 25 wins all season, 25-41, 6 in the Great Lakes West. They have mathematically been eliminated from the playoffs. They actually started the second half 6-3, and there were some questions like, hey, is this team going to be different than the first half? But it caught up with them, and they just haven't been better since. Three wins in the past 16 games. They lead 4-2, though. 1-0 is the count. As Foe sets, serves, throws low, 2-0. Two balls, no strikes. Cootway stands at first. A two-out RBI single from Townsend in the seventh to bring home Nelson from second. Now that's where their fourth run has come, as the 2-0 up high, 3-0. So McKenna-Foe, the fourth pitcher out of the bullpen for Wisconsin Rapids. Seven pitches so far, is already hit by a pitch, and there's a strike, 3-1. So three balls, one strike. Standing at first is Cootway. And it looks like a balk here on Foe. Getting to second is Cootway. Johannes ahead in the count, 3-1. So a balk on Foe. That puts a runner in scoring position with nobody down. Lakeshore looking to build on this lead, giving themselves some comfort, as three balls and a strike here. 3-1 is the count. Cootway stands at second. Foe looks in. He looks over at second once more. He kicks side, the 3-1 to Johannes, and a swing and a miss on the inside, 3-2. And now the count runs full. Three balls, two strikes. Cootway stands at second. The payoff from Foe, and fouled, popped away, back behind home plate. So Will Johannes a guy that's already hit a two-run shot. And the payoff, and a swing and a ball popped up right into the glove of Foe. Looks at second, but he already gets the first out. So Johannes goes down.
The left fielder, number 25, Carson Hansen.
So Carson Hansen now will step in. It's Carson Hansen's turn, a guy that's 0-3 with a strikeout. But Cootway stands at second. One out, two away, bottom of the eighth. A runner in scoring position. And set the serve, the throw from Foe. Outside brushes just a bit away from that left corner. 1-0. So Rafters, team that's 3-1 here at Capco Park this season. And looking to make it 4, but they have some work to do as fouled away from Hanson, 1-1. So ball and a strike. Hanson 0-3. Righty on lefty. 4 combined strikeouts, 3 combined walks for Wisconsin Rapids. As a throw the tag from Johnson, Foe turns around immediately to throw to Johnson. Kootway just got there in the nick of time. A 1-1 is the count. One gone. Foe bends down low, a long stare at home. He'll set. Looks over at second. Kicks the 1-1 delivery to Hanson. Is down the plate for a strike, 1-2. 4 runs for Lakeshore, 3 in the first, a run in the seventh. They have a 2-run lead. Kootway in scoring position at second. And the 1-2 from Foe. And a swing and a ground ball in between first and second. On his way, a sharp turnaround third. And diving headfirst into home is Kootway. And Lakeshore leads 5-2. So back-to-back innings with at least a run. The Chinooks give themselves back a 3-run lead. So Carson Hanson, a 1-out RBI single. So Lakeshore now a 5-2 lead as another 3-run lead just like they did in the first. They get it back. So on his way now to second, and the throw from Jensen. The tag from Castillo is not in time. Another stolen base. This time it was from Hanson. He'll put himself in scoring position. And the Chinooks, a team right now that's playing well. I tell you, they're up to 6 hits, 5 runs because of it. They out-hit the Rafters yesterday, 8-4. A 1-0 count. One gone. Set the serve from Foe outside at a ball, 2-0. So that makes the Rafters 3-0 hole even harder now that at the top of the ninth that they're going to have to go to work. We've seen it before, though. They were down 6-3 to Fond du Lac back on Thursday. But it just doesn't feel like that type of night. 3-0. One gone. 3-0 count. Hanson at second. And the 3-0 from Foe down the plate, 3-1. There is some work and somebody warming up in the bullpen for Wisconsin Rapids. Foe's gone 19 pitches, giving up a hit, a run. And that's about it, the 3-1. Well low, bounces in the dirt for ball 4. Jack Meyer will take first. Hanson remains at second. Rafters pitching staff has been down prior to yesterday. They only went 2 pitchers yesterday. Kalen Graham towed the slab. He went 5 innings. And rightfully so, the all-star pitcher who was superb. And then after that came in Jackson Corrigan, who went 4 innings. He gave up 4 hits and a run. That run came in the ninth. So one gone. Standing at second as a swing and a high fly ball slicing in towards the third base line and drifting away near where the Rafters pitchers are down in left field. So Zam Vomhoff walked his last time up, grounded out to second and flew out to center. He's 0-2. Runners on first and second. No balls, a strike. One out. The 0-1. And fouled again. Off the top of the bat from Vomhoff. The Creighton Blue Jay, prior to today, was leading the team in batting average. 0-2. He's drawn a walk. And now down here in a two-strike count, Foe sets, serves, the 0-2, and a swing and a ground ball that goes towards Johnson at shortstop. Throws to second to Castillo, the throwback to first to Bobo, and it goes behind Bobo. He wasn't able to field that. So two outs now. Vomhoff to first. Meyer gets out at second, and Hanson to third. Runners at the corners, and Jimmy Jurgensen is due up. He lined out into a 5-3 double play last time up. So Vomhoff gets on base on a fielder's choice. Make sure 90 feet away from adding to this lead once again. Foe delivers in a strike that brushes the right side of the zone. That one won. So no balls, one strike, two outs. Runners on first and third. The 0-1 to Jurgensen and a swing and a ground ball that goes towards Johnson at shortstop. Sets and serves as he throws it over to first. And Bobo gets out to extend, but Lakeshore gets a run. They lead 5-2. We head to the top of the ninth. Raptors, if they can't get three runs, they'll fall here in Mequon. Find out next. Can the Raptors respond here on WFHR?
You have been listening to Raptors Baseball here on WFHR. Brought to you by Wisconsin River Orthopedics, Gamber Johnson, Mid-State Technical College, Skyward, Aspirus Health, Solaris, Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, Delta Dental of Wisconsin, SNS Distributing, El Cafe, Edward Jones Sky Manning, Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, Chris Inda Next Home Partners, and Dixon Gun Shop. Stream every game all season long at WFHR.com or through the Civic Media app.
Hey, baseball fans. Are you ready to swing for the fences in your career instead of warming the bench? By joining Skyward's award-winning team, you'll put education technology solutions into the hands of school leaders who serve over 7 million students around the world. Innovation, collaboration, and fun are all a part of the Skyward culture. So what are you waiting for? Step up to the plate and apply today at www.skyward.com/careers.
Better begins with the way we treat each other, the way we listen to one another, and the way we serve and support each other. At Aspirus Health, better begins with a commitment to help build healthy families, healthy relationships, and healthy communities throughout a lifetime, from generation to generation. For whatever needs to be better in your life, better begins at Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence, compassion for people.
Raptors Baseball is brought to you by Sharon Zeman, Sky Manning, Clay Kanoki, and Joe Arnold, your Wisconsin Rapids Edward Jones financial advisors. Learn how they can help you reach your financial goals. Visit edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Let's get back to the game here on WFHR.
Top of the ninth inning, Lawrence Gallo remains on the mound. Raptors down 5-2. Orlando Lordoy will lead off. He's 0-2 with a walk, and the 1-0 from Gallo at a changeup paints the zone 1-1. So one ball, one strike. Wisconsin Rapids right now on the verge of dropping this game. And the 1-1 from Gallo, and a swing and a liner up the middle into center field. Lordoy with a base hit. And that starts things off for Wisconsin Rapids. Much needed for them. Lordoy, a base hit. And David Smigalski, who walked, flew out to right, and also struck out swinging. So 0-2 is the DH Smigalski. There is somebody warming up in the bullpen for Lakeshore.
What does that mean?
Lordoy stands at first. Lawrence Gallo will have to set in here on Smigalski. He sets, serves, and a wild pitch outside at a ball, 1-0. So 1-0 count. Can the Raptors make something happen once again? Lordoy at first. And the 1-0 to Smigalski down the plate at a strike, 1-1. Lakeshore looking for three more outs to give themselves a win for the first time since July the 31st. They lead by three runs, but they have work to do. The 1-1 outside at a changeup, 2-1. Wisconsin Rapids just hoping.